All right, everybody, thank you for coming out this afternoon to the Fight for Kentucky tour. Who's ready to elect Daniel Cameron and the Republican ticket? All right. Daniel Cameron will be here in just a minute or two. We're going to go ahead and get started by hearing from a couple of your local elected leaders, beginning with Judge Gillum.
Hello, Hopkinsville Christian County. I'm so glad to see a good crowd today. And I want to start off by introducing our fiscal court. It's going to take me a minute because there's a lot more Republicans on the fiscal court than there ever has been. I know we've got Squire Barnett is here. We've got Squire Pryor is here. Squire Bruce is here. Squire Peterson is here. And who am I missing? Squire Guffey. Appreciate all you all being here. You know, we're in exciting times, and Christian County has done this before. Andy Beshear's father, Christian County, did not vote for him. Yeah. And we need Christian County to do it one more time for his son, to make sure his son goes home. Yeah. And I want to be here. This race is dependent upon Western Kentucky. It is dependent upon Christian County. There's no doubt that Christian County is going to vote for Daniel Cameron. But I need every one of you all to go out and tell your friends and tell every voter to go out. Tell them the issues. We are a conservative state. We appreciate our family values. And we know for certain that Daniel Cameron is the right one that's going to uphold those family values and continue the trend that what Kentuckians expect. And I appreciate that opportunity to be able to advocate and endorse Daniel Cameron for governor. Also, we appreciate Judge Humphreys here, Mayor of Hopkinsville. There's so many Republicans in office today as a result of you all. And there didn't used to be that many Republicans. And thank God there are. Because I'm tired of seeing Andy Beshear go around and take credit for things that the Republicans are doing. Here he is! Folks, we have watched Andy Beshear go around and brag about the accomplishments that he did not do. The General Assembly has done. And one of them that has been here today and has been here a long time, and I appreciate it, and it's my honor to introduce your representative, Myron Dossett.
Thank you, Judge Gillum. I was just standing over here laughing when he mentioned it. It was a time when there wasn't many elected Republicans, and I remember when I was first elected to the fiscal court in 2002, it was myself and Bill Chidoan. We were the two elected Republicans, so I'm very proud when I look out and I see the crowd that's gathered here this afternoon, and know the impact, the positive impact I hope I have played to help build a Republican Party here in Christian County. Yeah. As Judge Gillum mentioned, we have our next governor aboard this bus. And I think it's important for me to share with you something that I have learned personally working with General Cameron while he served as our state's attorney general. After the December 2021 tornadoes, I had individuals that were having issues with getting their lives back together, property rebuilt. That was the gentleman who I was able to contact, actually speak to within a moment's notice of sending a text and letting him know that we did need to speak. And he helped. It's something that I have not received, and I have sent text and have sent messages and emails to the governor's office. And I have one issue right now in particular that I have a gentleman that has been waiting 3 weeks for someone to contact them from the governor's office. That's going to change when this gentleman comes in. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to begin with the candidates that are here aboard, aboard the bus. First, it is my honor to introduce to you our candidate for treasurer here in the Commonwealth, a gentleman who has served as his county attorney and in 2013 was recognized as the state's leading county attorney. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor to introduce to you Mark Metcalf.
Thank you. Christian County, thank you for that great, warm welcome. Thank you, thank you. It's my honor today to be the leadoff, so to speak, sort of like the first hitter in the lineup. And for me, I get to introduce the likes of Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. And I refer to none other than Daniel Cameron. But let me tell you, before we introduce Attorney General Cameron, I want to tell you about Robbie Mills. He is a state senator from Henderson. He is a private business owner. He is the author of the legislation that keeps men out of women's sports. And that tells all of you here that he is close to his people. He knows what they need, and he knows how to protect the young women who, for the first time, have a way up in life through women's sports. That's Robbie Mills. He knows what he's doing. He's been a great candidate as Lieutenant Governor, and he'll make a great Lieutenant Governor of this great Commonwealth. I'm Mark Metcalf. I'm a veteran of Iraq. I'm here today to tell you just a little bit about why it is that we need to be active in these last 6 days. If each of you will resolve to call 10 people and make certain that they vote and ask them to do the same thing, we will bring in a tidal wave of support that will sweep away years of Democrat corruption, Democrat arrogance, and the Democrats' desire to tax everyone and never get government off the backs of people. That's right. If each of you here will take first, assume that the outcome of this election depends on everyone here and that you will do your best to get our voters to the poll. There are 75,983 more Republicans in Kentucky than Democrats. All we have to do is turn out our base, and we'll win this race. And now, let me introduce to you, please, the next Lieutenant Governor of the great Commonwealth of Kentucky, Senator Robbie Mills.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for coming out today. Thank you so much. We are so pumped up today. We have had so many great rallies, and this is another great one. We're out to make sure everybody knows that early voting starts when? Tomorrow? Yeah. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, early voting, Tuesday, Election Day. And that's what we're all pointing toward. Folks, we've had so much great help during this election, and we just want to say thank you, and we want to make sure that everybody finishes. You know, in a race, you're supposed to finish through the tape, through the finish line, and that's where we're at right now. We're at the finish line. We want to finish well, and we will finish strong. So thank you so much for being here. We've had so much help on the campaign tour. We've had a ton of folks out working for us, but one of the main people that has worked for us is Senator Rand Paul. He has been out on the campaign trail with us. He has been a strong advocate for us. He's even done TV commercials for us, and he has connected us with many, many voters. But today, he has loaned us his special secret weapon. This is the lady that when he comes home on the weekend, he comes through the door, and she asks, "Is Anthony Fauci in jail yet?" So she has a high bar standard, and we want to welcome Ms. Kelly Paul to the mic. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Oh, thank you. What a great response. I'm loving this enthusiasm, Hopkinsville. You guys are awesome. Amazing to see so many smiling faces. I know everyone here is tired of the Biden-Bashir BS, and we're ready to change it up. For sure. I am so glad to be here. Rand wishes he were here, but you know, he's in Washington. I don't know if anybody saw him interviewing FBI Director Wray yesterday and Secretary Mayorkas, basically holding their feet to the fire on censoring our First Amendment rights, censoring speech of Americans. This is what's happening under Biden, and they're shameless about it. They know they have to label things misinformation and censor it because people know the truth, they're seeking the truth, and they're having to silence people. That's the only way they can win. It's the only way they can win, and this is why this election is so vitally important. This is really an election here in Kentucky that is about one basic ideology. Daniel Cameron, like my husband Rand Paul, believes that our rights come from our Creator. We are endowed with our inalienable rights. Our rights are inherent to us as human beings from our Creator. They are not given to us by the government. They cannot be taken away by any government or governor. But we saw that during COVID, didn't we? Every Democrat governor across this country sort of indulged that impulse to authoritarianism, or as Rand always calls Bashir, drunk with power. He's like, everything was an emergency edict. Shut down schools, shut down your business. Not all businesses, of course. Target got to stay open. Liquor stores got to stay open. But if you had a beauty salon like my friend in Bowling Green that was your lifelong dream, sorry, here's a $600 check, you're shut down. If you had a business and you needed your kids to be in school, sorry that, you know, we have the lowest test scores in 30 years, that's shut down. And worst of all, if you wanted to go to church on Easter Sunday, if you dared defy his edicts, he sent government agents to take down the license plates of Kentuckians. We say never again. Now he says, well, you know, we didn't know how dangerous the virus was. I thought the virus was so dangerous. It's
You're
like,
a liar.
Yeah. Well, he had no problem with people marching in Louisville with bullhorns, shouting in the streets, clasping arms. He actually supported that. He wasn't concerned about shutting down protests for George Floyd or protests for social justice. So I think most people realize, wait a minute, can't go to church, but you can do that. So this is what this election is all about. And to my friends and people I meet sometimes who are a little more left-leaning, and they'll be like, well, you know, I think he's kind of moderate, and I don't think it wasn't as bad. The reason that we weren't shut down for 2 years like they were in California or Michigan is because of this man. Daniel Cameron was a hero during COVID. He challenged the governor at every single turn. Our attorney general, Daniel Cameron, challenged the governor, took him to court, and he won. Every single one of our governor's unconstitutional edicts were overturned by a federal judge. So we got our kids back in school eventually, but it's not because Bashir didn't wanted to. He wanted you to have to show your papers to cross state lines and not be able to go to church. So we should never, never, ever forget that. Never forget who stood up for you and for your rights when it was hard to do so, when he stood alone. Daniel Cameron is the leader we need in Kentucky, and I am so proud to be here today to introduce our next governor, Daniel Cameron.
Wow.
had to come to Hoptown today because I knew there were some fired up Patriots that had to remove Andy Beshear from the governor's office. Well, look, it is such an honor to be here in Christian County to see so many familiar faces and friends that frankly have not only helped me in this race for governor. You've been with me since 2019 when I was running for attorney general. And I know all along the way you've been praying for Mackenzie and I. You've been giving to this campaign. You've been supporting this campaign in every way. And we are so appreciative. And we know that you could be anywhere else right now. But I also know that you care about your values and you want leadership in the governor's office that reflects those values. And come November 7th, we are going to remove Andy Beshear from the governor's office. And you know, this election, this race largely turns on the idea that we need to preserve your freedoms. And I can't think of a better ambassador for our liberties and our freedoms than Mrs. Kelly Paul, my good friend. You know, we were driving in here to Christian County and I said, you know, who wouldn't want to be in lovely Christian County today? And then I thought and looked a little bit around and I thought, well, I guess Anthony Fauci probably doesn't want to be in Christian County today. But Mackenzie and I are so grateful to be here. And of course, I had to bring the best campaigner I know with me, and that is my wife, the next First Lady, Mackenzie Campbell. You know, they often talk about an October surprise. Well, we had one of those yesterday when we announced that we are expecting baby number two in the spring of next year. And we want to make sure that whether it's for our 22-month-old at home, Theodore, or baby number two, or your kids and your grandkids, we want to make sure that we are preserving a commonwealth from them that preserves ideals that in many ways have propelled this nation forward since its very inception. Those ideals being faith, family, and community. And this is the moment, this is our opportunity to tell the rest of the country that we care deeply about those values and we don't want the far less values finding their way into this commonwealth come November 7th. And when I announced that I was going to pick a running mate, I wanted to make sure that you all in this area, in this region, knew that I, as every day as the next governor, we're going to hear you. We're going to take your needs and your interests seriously. And that's why I brought a man on from Henderson County, the next Lieutenant Governor, Robbie Mills. You know, one newspaper styled Robbie Mills a true conservative warrior, and I could not say it better. Robbie has been there for you all on pro-growth and pro-family legislation, and he's been standing up for our coal industry. And to round out this ticket, you just heard from Mark Metcalf, who will be the next treasurer of Kentucky. We are going to win on November 7th across the board. But let me just say that as I've traveled this state and we are on day three of this bus tour, what has become abundantly clear is people don't really see this race as one about Republican versus Democrat or independent. This is a race about crazy versus normal. And I got to tell you, it is crazy to have a governor here in Kentucky in Andy Beshear, who would openly endorse Joe Biden for president. I think it is crazy And I think it is crazy to have a governor who refuses to protect women's sports from biological males. I think it's crazy to have a governor who would shut down your small businesses, shut down your schools, and shut down your churches. Yes. But I'm proud to be the attorney general that after 9 days got our churches reopened in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And I can assure you, when I'm governor and Robbie Mills is lieutenant governor, we are going to protect women's sports from biological males. We're going to protect our kids from transgender surgeries. Because we know what it means to stand up and respect your values. And like Robbie said, tomorrow begins early voting. And on November 7th, at the end of that night, the culmination of our efforts, we will be in a position to say that we have reclaimed here in Kentucky a level of normalcy. We have reclaimed from the crazy Bashir Biden agenda, we have reclaimed our Commonwealth. That is what we'll be able to say on November 7th. And it will take every single one of us here today. I don't want today to be the end of the energy and the momentum that we have put forward. I want every single one of you to make sure that we are making phone calls, walking neighborhoods, knocking doors. Because again, this is about our kids and our grandkids. It's about making sure that this Commonwealth is the best and brightest version of itself. A Commonwealth that we can say for future generations is a shining city on a hill, yes. A model and an example for the rest of the nation to follow. That is what is within our capacity on November 7th. So let's leave it all on the field. Let's make sure that we do everything we possibly can to win this race. I know that we can achieve that together. And I know there's a lot of you here today that want to make sure we remove Joe Biden from the White House in 2024. But before we do that, let's remember to remove Andy Beshear from the State House this year. We can do it together. May God bless you and God bless our Commonwealth. Thank you so much.
Folks, we've got a little bit of time before the bus leaves. If you'd like to get your picture with any of these great leaders and the next governor of Kentucky, we're going to start a photo line right over here.